Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. He's always giving you something to talk about or something to yell about. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. We're also doing a stream, a Facebook Live stream, against my better judgment, of the show here, even though I'm being shadow banned and throttled by Facebook, because I've been telling you the truth about Fauci for years, literally for years, and this whole pandemic thing. But you can still see the show. Not that there's much to see. It's this, you know, pathetic high school graduate talking into a microphone and losing control of the show, including our guest here, Brian Crossman, who is representing Christmas in the Apostropheville, the Wetzel Tyler Chamber of Commerce, big deal event this Saturday. Did you just clear your throat on the air, Brian?
I apologize. I normally I would know that with my headset, I would pull my mic up if I was going to do something like that, but I don't have a headset right now.
Oh, my. And you're actually on the radio there, WETZ and WYMJ, both very good stations, by the way, good reputations, and you broadcast high school ball games there, right?
Yeah. We usually follow the Magnolia Blue Eagles, but we also, you know, try to cover some of the other local high schools as well when we get a chance.
Excellent. All right, great. So this thing in New Martinsville, it's this Saturday, noon to 3 o'clock. Did you have the opportunity during the break to reach out to First Mutual Bank and ask them what the snowman soup is going to be noon to 3 on Saturday?
They weren't quite open yet. They were just starting to get things going, so they really didn't have a representative available to talk to me right at the moment, but I can call back later and get a clarification on that if you need to.
That'll be a little too late. And one of my
we'll
listeners,
make sure you edit it in and put it in the rebroadcast.
We'll do that right away. One of my listeners said, here's the recipe for snowman soup, First Mutual Bank, this Saturday, noon to 3 in New Martinsville. The snowman soup recipe, it's cold soup made with carrots and coal. I'm not sure if that's going to be the best tasting thing, but
good to me.
Nail it down.
I'll see if I can get a little bit more clarification on that. If there's any other kind of spices or anything they put in it.
All right, now Chrysler. What am I saying? Christmas parade at 5:30. This is completely different from the noon to 3 festivities. Christmas in the Apostropheville. So this is completely different. The Christmas parade at 5:30. What can you tell us about that?
The Christmas parade goes right down Main Street, starts on the north end, works its way straight down south. And if you've been in New Martinsville in the past year or so, they redid all of the lights and the posts downtown. So it's Main Street is very well lit, but you know it's going to be, you know, by 5:30 it starts getting dark enough anyway. So it really makes a nice atmosphere for a Christmas parade because most of the floats will be lit up. But if it's other entries that aren't, you know, something that has lights attached to it, you'll be able to see it throughout most of the main parts of Main Street because of the new lighting that they have down there. Some of the local bands will be there as well.
Great. So which ones?
Which ones?
Let's do a show.
Magnolia High School, New Martinsville School. So the 8th grade band and Valley High School will all be participating.
Which is the best one?
Well, I mean, I probably lean a little bit more towards New Martinsville School because I taught there for 33 years. But I know all of them because I also worked a little bit as a substitute teacher. So I know in all of the bands and I know all of the directors, and I think they all do a fine job.
Oh, you're way too diplomatic. I was hoping that we could cause some controversy here, but you're no fun. So what did you teach?
I will tell you this. Yeah. I will tell you this. I will admit this because I graduated from Payton City, and they could not participate. They would have been probably the best band in there because they've really had a couple of good years lately down there with their band.
So Payton City, I feel so bad for Payton City. All the citizens there with all of the issues, just it's heartbreaking. Do you know Tonya by any chance from Payton City? Tonya?
Sonia?
No, you don't know her, but she's a darling, lovely, wonderful human being who cares deeply, deeply about Peyton City. She's terrific. All right, look, we're almost out of time, and I don't know what I don't know. So, Brian Crossman, are you mocking me now? Now you're laughing at me?
No, I didn't laugh.
Okay. Could have sworn I heard
a laugh. I'm trying to look at the menu for So Nuts for Donuts in case you ask me about that.
Yeah, what about that? That was, I was going to ask you that next. Yeah.
No, they have donuts.
Oh, Cindy, wait! Never again! Sorry, I was losing my mind there. All right, so Brian, you're going to be signing books there. So if people buy that, what's the name of that book that you just wrote for the kids?
The newest one I have coming out is called Lucy's Wish.
Lucy's Wish, all right.
It's the second in the series of my book that I came out with last year. It's Santa in the Shed. And I will also have a special guest with me. Now, this doesn't usually happen, and I bet this is something you've never seen before.
What?
I have a book. I have a leopard tortoise. His name is Little Kevin.
What?
My leopard tortoise. His name is Little Kevin. I did a picture book about him because we would do school visits just to kind of teach kids about a leopard tortoise. So I came up with this little picture book that's about our visits, and the book is called Little Kevin Wants a Birthday. And he'll be there, and he will be signing books along with me.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to understand this. A leopard tortoise, you mean like a mascot? Somebody dressed up in a leopard tortoise outfit like the mutant ninja?
A leopard tortoise. I didn't say a mascot. I said leopard tortoise.
You mean literally?
A 4-year-old leopard tortoise.
An animal.
An animal, yes.
And it's a leopard tortoise. Is it like a hybrid part leopard, part tortoise, or what?
Well, see, you've got to learn your tortoises. It's the fourth largest species of tortoise, but he's only four, so he's not half grown yet. But he'll be there with me, and he'll be signing his books as well. He signs his own books.
It's a tortoise. I mean, an honest to God tortoise. Is it as big as like my hand or something? I mean, I'm trying to picture this.
If you stretch your hand out.
Yeah.
He goes a little bit from the tip of your finger to the bottom of your hand, down to your wrist. He's about that big.
Good Lord.
People can come by and feed him and handle him. We do school visits in the spring a lot. And like I said, when you're promoting his book, and we're going to do some more books about him. My wife is a school counselor, so now we're going to start doing some things that she can use in her classes. And we're going to use the Little Kevin as the main character so that we can kind of promote some of the things that she does there as well.
Is it going to be like a therapy tortoise to help kids calm down from the sugar high bouncing all over the place or what?
That could be. If you stop here first, you wouldn't have to worry about that.
Well, that's true.
You can feed him. He'll be eating piles of romaine lettuce, but kids hand feed him. And they can hold him and annoy him a little bit.
Does he have does he have spots or something or those florets or whatever?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well,
you're breaking up. This is your landline. Jesus. Hello. Get near the modem. I can't hear you.
Oh,
there you go.
Is that better? I hardly moved.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't know with any of this stuff anymore. Okay, so he does have spots or florets like a leopard or something.
Yeah, the scutes, the little pieces that make up the shell, when they're first hatched, they have a spot in each one. So that's where they get the name leopard tortoise. But as they grow, the colors start to spread out and it becomes more of a camouflage pattern. But you can still see the 13 spots.
All right, so it's more like a camo tortoise right now as opposed to a leopard tortoise. Is that what you're saying?
Right, yeah, but I mean, you can still clearly see the spots on there because they look like they're drawn on with a marker.
And so this tortoise is going to be autographing this new book that you have for children. Is that what you're saying?
He'll sign his book, the one that's about him, Little Kevin Wants a Birthday. We'll have copies of that down there as well.
Do you have some scotch tape and a pen, a Sharpie that you put on his shell and that's how he signs?
What we do is I have a pad of washable, non-toxic ink. I put his right foot in the ink, and then we stamp it right by where his name is on the title page of the book.
And this is a thing in New Martinsville?
It's a thing in, he's been all over the place. He was, we were in 36 classrooms in the past spring. He's visited the West Virginia Book Festival down in Charleston and signed books down there. So, yeah, he gets around.
Are you going to dress him up for Christmas, put little ornaments or something on his shell? Little, you know, red and green ornaments? A star? A ribbon? Something? I think that'd be great. Hello? Oh, Lord, not again. Are you there? Did I offend you? Is that why you're not talking to me now? Hello? He's gone. Ah! Jeez. Call failed. Oh, just lovely. Oh, hold on. He's calling back. Let me see if I... Dimitri, live and dangerously local. May we help you? Hold on. Wait a minute. What is this now? Hold on. Accept call. Let's try this. Okay. Dimitri, live and dangerously local. May we help you?
Yeah. I guess we got cut off again. I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, I guess we did. So, now I forgot the question. What the hell was I going to ask
you? We were talking about my tortoise.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, 36 different, okay, it's a therapy tortoise, and we've got camo tortoise, and so I guess that's about it. Okay, look, we're almost out of time. I always give my guests the last word. Why I'm giving it to you, God only knows, but I am. It's Brian Crossman, and he is representing Christmas in the Apostropheville, the Wetzel Tyler Chamber of Commerce downtown New Martinsville event for Christmas, noon to 3 o'clock. Bring the kids, bring the grandkids. Brian, very quickly, you get the last word. I'm going to hand you my microphone. You can say pretty much anything you want, and to including giving out more information about how to attract people down there. Brian Crossman, a very good sport. My microphone's yours. Hello?
Martinsville, 12 to 3 years, most of the children activities, so that's the crux of everything, but some places will be actually starting as early as 10 o'clock, running up till maybe even 4 or later. Christmas parades at 5:30 going through downtown. So come on down. It's we ordered perfect weather, and that's what we have for it. It's going to be cool and crisp, but 0% chance of precipitation. So it's a fun family event. Bring everybody down. I guarantee you will leave with a smile on your face.
Even if you eat that snowman soup. Brian, thank you so much. Thanks for being a good sport. Good luck with the book sales. Please give my best to everybody in New Martinsville. I have a huge following down there, as you could probably well imagine. And have a great time Saturday, noon to 3 o'clock. Oh, very quickly, people want more information. Are you on Facebook, or how do they get in touch with you?
We have a Facebook page, Christmas in the Ville 2024. That's the easiest way to find out the information. There's the map and everything down there.
That's good, Brian. Well. That's it. Thank you so much. You have a great day, sir, and good luck with your phone system down there. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you. Yep.
Christmas in the Ville. Enjoy, and enjoy your Thanksgiving, too.
The flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.